Hey, Valentina wannabes, are you an ugly person who also doesn't want to stone your tights? Are you not Linda Evangelista? Is your smile not beautiful like genuine Swarovski crystals? Visit TC Design on Instagram and schedule a consultation with a real-life hot Australian daddy today. Tate uses genuine Swarovski crystals with a huge assortment of colors and sizes. Tell them that Lacey and Lexi sent you. It's going to be lit. I'm Lacey Drawers, and I am not Nina Flowers. We'll be back tomorrow with a full episode, but we did want to leave you with a special letter that I wrote to Nina Bonina Brown. Hope you enjoy. An open letter to Nina Bonina Brown. RuPaul's Drag Race is one of the few shows that really tears the fans into different sects. They love one queen, they hate another, some blame the editing, some don't. Some fans love the fishy queens, some love the artsy queens. The fans take all of what they see in 42 minutes and make it gospel. The producers are taking hours and hours of material to edit and create a story for the show to progress. Usually don't get attached to the queens on the show. I've been doing drag for 10 years now, and I've seen people, myself included, change over a short amount of time. Even between taping and airing, I know that a lot of the contestant queens change. They broaden horizons. They meet new people. They are not the same as they were before the fame. I also know that the editing can create a monster on the show when reality, a sweetheart, was put in the wrong light. Even when my drag mother was on the show, I watched her as someone new to see what kind of edit they would give her. Nina Bonita Brown, though, is different. Nina, you are raw and vulnerable, and never have the words of RuPaul to a contestant on the main stage been so important for me to hear. How you were treated in Atlanta is how I feel I am treated here in Denver. I am laughed at and mocked because I refuse to drink the Denver drag Kool-Aid. I don't look like them. I don't perform like them. I don't put up with the bullshit or the cocaine use. I am outspoken and blunt. And they've created a ranker site listing the most hated queens in Denver. I came in number 3. What did I do to them? I helped when they asked for help. I taught new queens. I booked queens when no one else would give them a chance. But when I wouldn't hold their hands through every single thing, I was the disgraceful bitch. I was the immoral backstabber. I was the 3rd most hated queen in Denver. I've been on break from performing in Denver for over 6 months now. I just have no desire to be around the queens that treated me so poorly. I weigh the pros and cons of asking to be in their shows. Every time, the thought of them laughing at me or being mean to me outweighs the thought of being back on the Denver stage. The few friends I do have in the community tell me that the ones that hate me the most still talk about me, constantly. I try to be positive and think at least my name is still in their mouth. I try to ignore it and think how sad it must be to be them. These queens have quit every job only to do drag. Yet they're still only local queens, doing the same songs as the week before, serving the same looks as the week before, trying to be different by searching Pinterest or Instagram and copying those looks, doing what every other drag queen in Denver is doing. The conspiracy theory and my paranoia are running hand in hand. I can't even distinguish which is which anymore. When queens ask me to perform in their show, I fear they're setting me up to look stupid or setting me up to fail. The idea of them trying to sabotage me is a constant thought whenever I talk to Denver queens. I sometimes wonder if I'm trying to get on Drag Race strictly to get out of Denver and show other places that my drag is legitimate. There has to be some place that will admire my looks and my talents. There has to be somewhere where I'm not told that I'm not doing drag because my looks aren't the same as everyone else. I wonder if I want to be on Drag Race just to show the queens of Denver that I am worth something. And RuPaul sees me and appreciates me more than the little boys who run the Denver drag scene. Other than move out of state, I don't know how to get my character alive again. I do miss performing. I do miss doing drag to educate people. I miss having a reason to look pretty. I miss the confidence that comes from having makeup and a wig on. But I don't feel strong enough to do it in Denver again. I don't want to be the mustard when everybody else wants ketchup. and all everyone seems to be doing is talking about how good ketchup is and how disgusting mustard seems to be. How do you overcome this? How do we allow ourselves to stop being a doormat? The paranoia is seeping into my everyday life now. Conspiracy theories and paranoia are now the new norm. The anxiety of knowing people are talking about me is crippling sometimes. There's been so much disrespect coming from the people surrounding me at this point in my life that all I want to do is escape, move away, find a new tribe. I'm tired of wearing my victimhood as a badge of honor. I know what I stand for. I know who I am. I know that their opinions of me are not my business. I know I am stronger than this. I know it. But I can't seem to shake it because it's easier sometimes to reach for the feelings of unworthiness. Depression is not a sadness all the time. Depression is a numbness. It's not finding joy in the things that used to bring you joy. It's the flame to fuel anxiety. Depression makes you feel anxious for not finding joy in these things anymore. And guilt results because of it. We do it one day at a time. We affirm ourselves before we affirm others. We listen to those negative thoughts, and we have a conscientious discussion with them in our heads. We decide if this is real or gremlin. We tell ourselves daily that we are enough, we are loved. We remember all the good we've done. We remember all the love we've given, the smiles we've gifted to people, the joy that was easily passed on. We've accomplished so much in our short time here in these physical bodies. We hear the words of Mama Ru and we listen. If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? We work on it every day. Our inner saboteur isn't just telling us that we don't look great. Sometimes it just is there to exaggerate your anxiety, and it makes you paranoid, and it creates conspiracy theories that make no sense. We battle this every moment. Every thought we think, is this real? Is this truth? And we fight. Because mental illness is not always visible. Sometimes it is talking fast and thinking that everyone is talking about you all the time. Sometimes it's not being able to get off the couch to do the dishes that you know you need to get done. Sometimes it's just watching reruns of I Love Lucy because you know it's wholesome and that any problem will be solved by the end of those 24 minutes. Sometimes it's crying in your car over nothing while remaining stone-faced as you're being fired from your job. And sometimes it's coming to the realization that escaping, running away, and starting all over is okay. We're all fighting our own battles. Be kind to one another. Drag should be an escape, an illusion. Drag should get people to feel things, to learn things, and to give a joy to people. Drag is your art. Appreciate it. And appreciate everyone else's. Forgive people, even if they never apologize for hurting you. And forgive yourself for hurting yourself. Don't be afraid to talk to people. Seek out help. Nothing hurts the pride or the ego more than asking for help. The ego is the saboteur. Your pride is the gremlin. Don't let them win. Take a good look in the mirror and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. And keep doing it until you believe it. We can do this.
Can't love yourself? How in the hell are you gonna love somebody else? Can I get an amen up in here?
Amen.
Now let the music play.
You're perfect. You're beautiful. You look like Linda Evangelista. You're a model. Everything about you is perfect. Did you stone those tights? Oh, you're smiling.
Valentina, your smile is beautiful.